I'm Tom Lounges, and as you know, St. Patty's Day is here this weekend. I'm sure it will be a lot of drinking and partying and green beer flowing. And that said, we've got probably the most indelible Irish Celtic Americana band from Chicagoland joining us in just a few minutes. We've got Brian and Marty of Switchback. But right now, let's slip into one of their songs. This is Connemara Man, and we'll bring the boys on after this. Switchback. You can catch those guys live on St. Pat's Day at Prairie Center for the Arts in nearby Schaumburg, Illinois. And usually they're a little closer to home here in Munster, but they've already played there. They've got some outreach programs going on locally, and they are local guys. I'd like to welcome the core of the group, the founders, Brian Fitzgerald, Martin McCormick of Switchback, to the show. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hey, good to hear you, Tom. How are you doing?
Doing good, and happy St. Pat's Day a little in advance.
Oh, well, it's right back at you.
Now, what's going on with Switchback right now? I figured you guys would be a perfect guest since we're doing this Irish second half here. We're going to play some more music from your albums. And I know that the songs that we're playing from today is off the 20th anniversary collection, which came out about a year and a half ago. And usually when you put a big collection out, that means a new album is following. So fill us in.
Oh, right. What's going on with us right now is we're heading north into Wisconsin to Wausau. We've got a kind of an interesting weekend. We're heading up there to perform at the name of the venue. Do you remember the? I don't even know the name of the venue, Tom, to be honest. But, I mean, as far as projects going on, you're absolutely right. We do have a new album that's going to be coming out. We're looking at, right now, the working title of that album is called Highway. And we're working with Paul Mertens of Boy Dog Pondering fame and also the guy that arranges all the pieces for Brian Wilson. And he's at the helm of producing the album just because Brian and I argue too much. but we're hoping that that we're going to see this coming out. It'll probably be finished in the summer, but for the first time, we're actually going to coordinate it with our booking agent to come up with a comprehensive tour. So that's when it will be released in the area, everybody will have to stay tuned and visit our website, I guess, waygoodmusic.com.
Okay. Now, you guys are based out of Chicago, but your main office, your PR firm, is out of Griffith, Indiana. So I think that's kind of an interesting thing. You truly are local in the region here. Give us a little background on how this all came together. I know that a lot of your gigs started at Fitzgerald's in Berwyn, and it's grown from there. Now, you've pretty much conquered the world. You tour Ireland every year and take fans with you. So let's do a little bit of a beginning of Switchback. How did you guys come together?
Well, we met 30 years ago, 31 years ago in an Irish pub down in called Dirty Nellie's down in Palatine. But yeah, we were playing a place in Puffer's, actually, in Bridgeport, and our business manager stumbled upon us, who did live in the Indiana area, not too far from the Loop, you know, about within an hour, Dustin area. And we've been with her for over 15 years now. And I've been living in Lansing, Iowa, which is like 5 hours northwest of Chicago for the last 23 years. So Marty's the Chicago guy right now. And my family has Fitzgerald. And we definitely got a lot of interesting spins on the ball just watching the various acts that come through there. So that was an excellent place for us to be exposed to different types of music. And anything to add to the party? No, that's about it. We're kind of a Midwestern band, but we do feel very strong about just our roots in the Chicagoland area, and of course that includes Northwest Indiana. We're very happy over the years to be playing a lot of different venues throughout the area. But we've expanded quite far, Tom. I mean, this whole run for us culminates in Oahu in about 3 weeks. So by about April 15th, we're done with our Celtic end of things.
Mm-hmm. I was just looking at your website to look up. Tonight, you're going to be at the Grand Theater in Wausau, Wisconsin.
Thank you for letting us know where we're going.
And then, of course, tomorrow, as I mentioned, Prairie Center for the Arts in Schaumburg, Illinois, a little closer to home here in the Chicago market. But have you played Hawaii before? The Hawaiian instruments, the ukuleles, things like that, are very similar to what you use in Celtic music.
Well, you know, there's a couple things. You're right. There's a lot of things that are very interesting about Hawaii. First of all, a lot of people don't realize that the last monarch of Hawaii, Queen Kapalani, was half Scottish. So there's quite a Celtic connection right there to begin with. Her pedigree, and that's what really kind of draws us here. We get invited to play a Celtic festival on the island of Oahu, but this time we're doing our Americana show on the Big Island. Prior to Oahu, we're going to be playing the Kahulu Theater. So if anybody's going over to the Big Island, anywhere near Kona, that's where we're going to be. And but usually about once a year or so we make it over to Hawaii.
Okay. You've got several albums out at this point. And, of course, they can all be ordered on CD Baby through your website. And are there any albums that you feel are a good start point? Obviously, the greatest hits. I've got the 20th anniversary collection, which is a 4-CD set. But of the independent titles, where's a good place to start to become a Switch fan?
Well, we've got two interesting volumes. The first 10 years shows the early stages of Switchback. And a lot of that material is actually, there's a lot of live material, but there's also a lot of studio stuff where these albums were produced and cut in 2 days. One of them was actually produced and cut in about 2 days. So it's more like stripped down Switchback. But as the years went on, we had more people joining us in the studio, like the great drummer Jim Hines, who also went on the road with Brian Wilson for 10 years. And, you know, just John Williams, the great Irish accordion player. Liz Carroll joined us on some albums later on. But that can all be found more in the second volume, which is the 20th anniversary. So the first anniversary is a neat starting point if you want to get to the roots of how we, our early origins. And then the second 20 years, it covers a great span of progression. But then you have all these albums that came after that was released. We have Ghosts of the River Folk and some of the other, Kanoka, which has the great Floyd Maines on pedal steel throughout that and playing other instruments.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to say, hey, you got to start with this album with Switchback. You can't go wrong, you know, where you start.
Right.
Hopefully we'll get everything, you know.
Well, let's give the listeners another sample. Bolin Ree 2, tell us a little about this song.
Well, this is one that's a little more toward the folk, the traditional Irish. It's written about my family from Claremorris County, Mayo, Ireland. Marty talking. And so it just goes back reminiscing about the initial meeting of them. My cousins, that were the first cousins of my father, all worked at the same family farm that my grandfather came from. So that's what this song is. And, you know, anybody that's into traditional Irish music or traditional Irish ballads will enjoy this song quite a bit.
All right, this is it. We'll be talking again in just a moment with Switchback.
Our next song is called Bolin Ree, and that means the cow from the king's herd. This song was composed by Marty McCormack in honor of his grandfather and his cousins who lived on a farm called Bolin Ree just outside Claremorris in County Mayo, and it pays great tribute to all his relatives and ancestors that came from that beautiful place back there. We hope you like this.
Outside of dear Claremorris, in the county of Mayo, stands a pretty little farmhouse where my heart does long to go. The fields are green as velvet, and Kirkpatrick you can see. And my family's pride is in it, and we call it Bolin Ree. Bolin Ree. work at pitching the silage with Seamus, Tom, and Mike. To watch the Frisians herded by an old man on his bike. Nell laughs as the wind kisses dewy soft from off the sea. It's what my aching heart misses, that dear home in Bowling Green. Bowling Green, Bowling Green, why did we ever have to cross the sea? Far away from the place I ever again see Bowling I think of those who had to leave and those who stayed behind. Will they ever know the anguish in an Irish Yankee's mind? How he longs to meet, embracing all his family. And in his soul, like a turf fire's coal, burns the memory of Bowling Green. Bowling Green, Bowling Green, why did we ever have to cross the sea? Far away from the place
Switchback. Getting y'all warmed up for St. Paddy's Day this weekend. And we have got Switchback on the phone with us, Marty McCormick. We've got Brian Fitzgerald with us. And gentlemen, with names like McCormick and Fitzgerald, there is no denying your Irish genes. But you were born here in the States, in the Midwest, correct?
That's correct. We were both born in the Midwest, so I do have my dual citizenship because of my grandfather coming from Ireland, and I should tell your listeners now what you just heard with Bowling Green. That was our very first traditional Irish band. Actually, our second, I should say, because we the Wailing Banshee. So but the first time we ever, Brian and I, ever went into the studio, and it was with Burt McMahon and Mary McDonough. So So that was quite a traditional group. It was quite a lot of fun, though we did a lot of untraditional things, going around and playing a lot of country music bars and various things like that around mm-hmm. Chicago. So fun that you picked that.
The fact that you guys are Yanks and you go to Ireland, what's the reception like? Even though you've got the lineage there, there's so many wonderful traditional Irish musicians in Ireland. Yet you guys successfully tour there every year and seem to be welcome with open arms and have a big fan base there. Was it hard to sell them on Americans playing Irish music?
Not really. The main reason being is that the Irish know and identify and understand that American music has part of its roots tied up with Celtic music and Irish music. Bluegrass, for example, is directly attributable to the Scot-Irish, and with a little bit of Native American, African American being blended in. So our playing over in Ireland, they're very keen on our American music, Americana music especially, because mm-hmm. it's something that resonates with them, and they have their own kind of stars in that kind of field. A lot of Americana musicians jump over to Ireland quite a bit. Steve Earle, Ricky Skaggs, John Prine, and Johnny Cash. So those are some big names that have used the Irish influence and has been influenced by the Irish. So the cross-pollinization between Ireland and the U.S. is strong. So it wasn't a huge leap for us to go over to Ireland. We do have a really strong reception there. And we bring a lot of folks with us, too. Once a year, we offer up a big tour, which people can sign up for. The next one's in November, and again, that's on our website, waygoodmusic.com, and they can find out firsthand for themselves what a wonderful reception Americans get in Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys have done, being as we are NPR Radio, and we have a TV station right next door to us here, you've done a lot of PBS specials, the Americana sessions, Celtic sessions, and the music from the main stage, all on PBS, all aired multiple times here in the U.S. Do you have any television in the works at this point? Any more specials on the way?
No, we don't have PBS specials on the horizon. They usually pop up when we least expect it. Well, one thing we do offer, and I wanted to bring up to you since you have so many musicians that listen to your program, is that every year we have a Songwriters Weekend that takes place up in Dubuque, Iowa. And this year it'll be Mother's Day weekend in May. And Brian and I bring in a guest songwriter, somebody that the community has kind of recognized as a superior songwriter. Sometimes it's a local songwriter. Other times it's somebody from out of state. This year we have the great songwriter Kevin Gordon coming in, and he's written for a bunch of artists in Nashville and elsewhere, and was with the Iowa Writers Workshop, has a lot of accolades. And if anybody is interested in honing their creative muse or getting in touch with it, again, they should just visit our website, look at the information, and just a beautiful opportunity for, I think, about 8 or 9 years now. I've lost count. Okay. But each year, we don't lead because we want to learn. But we've had people from all walks of life join us. Eye surgeons, people working on wind turbine energy. We had a woman that was writing her third or fourth novel, and musicians. So okay. it's just kind of a neat thing. It's very cool.
So it's kind of like a fantasy camp for musicians, but about songwriting.
Exactly.
Okay.
All ages, and it's intense. It just takes place over a weekend, and if you don't have a song written, you have a good song started. And you also are networking with a lot of musicians from around the country. So it's been a very successful thing for us. We've been thrilled about it.
Speaking of songwriting, tell me the chemistry with you guys. You both write, and a lot of your songs, you do a lot of traditional, but you do write a lot of your own music as well. What's the process like with the two of you after all these years?
It's kind of different for every song. You know, it just depends. There's some songs that were, like, we were traveling through Kansas, and we stopped at a friend of mine for the night, and he pulled out a tune that I had written in high school that hadn't finished. And he said, "Hey, Fitz, you remember that song, Rocky Mountain Express?" And he played it, and I was so thankful that he remembered a song that I had let slip through the cracks. So the next day, Marty and I had a good stretch of highway to finish the tune. You know, so writing on the road works well. This songwriting weekend is an excellent opportunity for us to get a song started and there's a lot of juggling in the music business. You know, there's gathering of gigs, there's playing gigs, there's traveling to gigs. That's one of the reasons why we keep this songwriter weekend in our schedule every year, because it reminds us why we got into this business in the first place, and that is really the love of writing music and writing songs.
Is the weekend always on the Mother's Day weekend?
No, but it has for the last 2 years now. It has been on Mother's Day weekend, but we try to do it in spring. It's either late April or May, you know.
Okay.
And Tom, everybody's welcome to bring along their mother.
All right.
If they can edit, if the mother can edit, they're even more encouraged to come.
You mentioned Paul Mertens producing on the next album, Highway, that you're going to be putting together. And speaking of big-name producers, you have done a few albums with Grammy Award-winning producer Lloyd Maines, who is either, what, the uncle or the father of Natalie Maines? I can't remember.
He's the father of Natalie.
Okay. From Dixie Chicks, of course, famous there. But Lloyd Maines is a big-name producer. And what did you guys learn from working with him, and how did you attract him? Was that through the Americana side of what you do?
Yeah, it was, and it's kind of interesting. We had a good friend that knew Lloyd, and she was helping us with a lot of our propaganda out at the time. And she was had a print shop in Chicago, and she knew Lloyd, and she said we were pretty much thrilled and almost a little daunted the first time we worked with him. But then we soon found that he was one of the easiest people to get along with, and he just opened up our ears to a lot of different ways to approach the recording process. But it was interesting. We thought he would be our Americana producer, but after he recorded the first album, Fire That Burns, he said, "I want to cut a Celtic album with you next." So we did Bull and Ree with Lloyd following album. It's kind of interesting. You know, you think a guy from Texas maybe not as interested in Celtic, but he was all in. He loved Celtic music, and he ended up with a couple of son-in-laws that were from Ireland. You know,
wow.
So it's kind of fun. Yeah.
Now, how'd you fall in with Paul Mertens? Again, Brian Wilson reimagines Gershwin as his big feather in his cap. You mentioned some of the guys that play with you have played with Brian. How did that connection come about, and is this the first project with Paul that you're working on with the new album, Highway?
Well, Brian and I both knew Paul for a long time, Paul's been a fixture on the Chicago scene, the Toy Dog and Brian actually went to high school with Paul Mertens, so
okay.
He tells you how far back it goes. And Paul, again, is one of the most kind and easy guys to just to have, not only producing an album, but on your side. You know, he's just a great side man. People who watch our Live on the Main Stage show will see Paul performing with us. But we started in, actually, what we threw at Paul because of his arranging skills was actually a series of masses that we wrote, Catholic masses, that we kind of did as a part dare, part exercise in going into arranging and writing a little more serious vein, I guess. Not knowing what it was going to do for us, it's really taken off. We're performing them actually for various congregations of different faiths all around the country.
Now, are you talking about the Hibernian Mass album?
The Hibernian Mass.
Hibernian Mass.
And then Paul's working on the next project of that series is called the Marian Mountain Mass, which is a little more of an Appalachian feel.
Okay.
But this is all on our sacred music website. We had to open up a whole new website. It's called jubilationmusic.net that has the music arranged for choral group and or just a simple, a lead sheet and, for congregation. It's just been kind of a funny thing, that we kind of came in that way with Paul. And we said, by the way, Paul, why don't we do a secular album?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Highway came through. And Paul has just such a neat way of arranging things. And he really kind of gets what we're kind of about, that we like to throw a lot of different things into the pot when making an album. And I'm sure all musicians kind of say that. But with our background, with Brian studying from Jethro Burns and, Brian toured with Clifton Chenier, and I was classically trained in opera, it's just kind of you don't forget those things. You kind of turn and draw on those things. And Paul is one of these guys that kind of walks the same kind of life experience that we've walked.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a good match.
And Poi Dog, they use a lot of different instrumentation, are very eclectic in the same sort of way. So I imagine this is not foreign territory to him at all.
Yeah, and I think that's something kind of interesting about our area, I think, musically. Is that here in the Midwest, especially here in, the Chicago and Indiana area, I think we have a lot of musicians that come from a collision of ethnic and blues, and it's just we're a perfect melting pot musically. So it's just no surprise that Poi Dog would do that,
mm-hmm.
and us to some degree too.
Now we missed you when you were in Munster. I was hoping to have you guys on the show and in studio again. And Billy Shelton sends his regards. By the way, he says, "Man, have those guys back so I can hang with them again." So
There's a person that, is a hero to us, Billy Shelton. And we look at Billy as just one of our, he's our, like a musical dad to us.
Mm-hmm.
We just think that he's a fantastic man and, a person that should be celebrated musically a lot more than, I don't know, can we get him on a postage stamp? Why not? I mean, that's how I feel about Billy Shelton.
Right.
That, he's a walking, talking, living legend,
Yeah. He just celebrated, I think it was his 84th birthday last week.
84 yeah. years young.
Yeah.
It's so cool. It's amazing, But Billy is a great guy and a great example of somebody, he picked up on our Irish music. We ran into him years ago at a casino. We were both double booked, and it's so funny, and he just hung with us. And it was a friendship ever since. So,
wow. Well, Billy, the bass man of the Spaniels, who have been on the show many, many times. In fact, I'm going to be doing something with them very, very soon again. I'd love to be able to bring you guys out to the show again. Are you going to be in Northwest Indiana anytime soon or doing any festival dates or anything out
here?
Well,
we will be. We're going to be doing some stuff in September, I know. I know this feels far away, but for us, it's coming at us pretty quickly. The other thing, we already know for sure that we're going to be back in Munster for St. Patrick's Day, our St. Patrick's Day show, March 10th of 2019. If people work that far ahead, they can put that down on their calendar. And then we're going to do with Theater at the Center for the first time on June 9th, 2019. We're going to do an Americana show that with a barbecue cookout and that. And this is all still looking a year ahead, but that's how these places work.
Right.
So
right.
Our ties to the community are very strong, and we're still working on Valparaiso to get some get in with the Popcorn Festival and some of those other events. So
you know, people will have a chance to catch us. And gosh, yeah, Tom, even if we don't have a gig, we want to come in and play for you.
All right. Well, we'll make that happen as soon as it's convenient for your schedules when you're in between gigs and you're back in this area. And I do want to touch on one more thing you mentioned about being very tight with the community, and that speaks more than words. Your actions speak because of your outreach programs. Share with my listeners a little bit about what those are about and how you started doing them. You are working with kids. You're working with senior citizens. How did this all come about, and how do you find time to continue doing this with all that's going on?
Well, it was kind of a tradition early on. In fact, when Marty was a young kid, he was singing to folks in nursing homes from a tabletop, you know, and at the age of five. And my mom was an activity director, you know, when I was in my high school years. So it was something that we were introduced to early on, this idea of getting out and not only honing your craft, but bringing some joy to some folks that really need it, you know. And the school thing was kind of a nice development, too, because there's a lot of kids in rural parts of the country that we travel through that, you know, were, you know, have been exposed to music only like on television or their computers, mm-hmm. but never live right in front of them. And it was such an explosion for them to have that kind of a, you know, just an impact. It was really a great thing to witness. And we love it. It was kind of crazy. We were doing a nursing home up in Stillwater, Minnesota, there happened to be a woman there visiting her mom, who was in charge of the education department at the maximum security prison right there. And, you know, a month later, we're playing for her inmates, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy stuff like that. We just found it to be a great way to make inroads into the communities and just, it's a win-win for everybody. You know?
You've got two of those coming up real soon, the 20th and 21st. You're going to be in Woodstock, Illinois, and Chicago, Illinois. Are those youth ones or senior ones?
Those will be senior, but we have some work on the horizon working for the Hope Institute, which is autistic children.
Right.
And we're going to be working with them in the Chicago area as well as down in Springfield, Illinois. But again, I just invite your listeners, if you're affiliated with an organization that's looking for a group to do some outreach music, on our website, you'll see just some information about the outreach programs. You can even watch, they put together a little videotape at the Hope Institute. We actually had some of these kids writing songs, which was just, you know, it's a great thing for us.
Mm-hmm.
As Brian said, it's a win-win situation. But we definitely are looking at expanding in Northwest Indiana, especially. We want to get in with more of the schools, not only to do the school programs, but the senior groups and the special needs groups. We just do it basically. You know, whatever the budget is, we try to work with people, and you know, it's all just done to really make a connection with the community.
Okay. Well, I very much look forward to finding out more about that when you get into the region here, and I am more than happy to throw my hat in the ring and help you in any way I can with your outreach programs.
Well, thank you so much. I wish more bands could do it. If we were like really huge. And, Brian and I always thought that it would be a really neat thing to try to bring some of these bands that are wondering, well, how do I make it without a big label? How do I make it, you know, day-to-day surviving? And this is one way you can do it, you know, get in touch with your community. Those kind of connections serve you well, you know. So it's a great thing, I think.
Well, we've been talking with Martin McCormick and Brian Fitzgerald. They are Switchback, and they are as Irish as you get, as well as Americana music. Keep up with them at waygoodmusic.com, and also a new website I just discovered about, jubilationmusic.net, for the more sacred side of their performances. Lots of outreach programs, lots of dates coming back to the region this summer, June 9th, an Americana show in Munster at the Theater Performing Arts. We'll be looking for them again also for St. Pat's next year, 2019. They just played here recently. If you want to get a taste of some authentic Irish music on St. Pat's Day, Prairie Center for the Arts in Schaumburg, not a very long drive for most of my listenership here, and that is on St. Pat's Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Central. So, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us and sharing part of the Irish tradition with us this weekend.
Our pleasure, Tom. Thank you for everything you're doing for the independent musicians around the Chicagoland area. Can we clone you?
Oh, I wish you would. I'll be like Dolly the sheep, you know?
Yeah. It's funny. My 4-year-old daughter right now is like watching this stuff about cloning woolly mammoths. I don't know where it came from, but I don't know. Cloning is on my mind.
Okay. Well, let's close with a song. I got three that are favorites of mine that you guys perform. I'm going to let you pick which one you want. We can do Drunken Sailor, we can do Star of County Down, or we could do Danny Boy.
Oh, boy. I would rather end with something kind of upbeat. So I would like to go with Drunken Sailor for everybody. It's traditional. It's fun. It's happy St. Patrick's Day.
That's true. And we'll find out what you do with a drunken sailor. You never know. Listen close. Switchback. Waygoodmusic.com. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you again, Tom.
Be safe on the road and enjoy your trip to Wisconsin.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going to find out what to do with a drunken sailor. This is Switchback. Thank you for joining us. Happy St. Pat's.
up she rises. Way hey and up she rises early in the morning.
What should we do with the drunken sailor?
What should we do with the drunken sailor? What should we do with the drunken sailor early in the morning?
Put him in bed with the captain's daughter.
Put him in bed with the captain's daughter.
Put him in bed with the captain's daughter early in the morning.
Way hey.
What do you do with a drunken sailor? You hide him in the captain's daughter's quarters. Sounds like good advice. Switchback, some traditional Irish drinking music there as we gear up for the big Irish weekend here, St. Pat's Day. I want to remind everybody that tonight our friends at the Hobart Police Department are having their canine fundraiser, and they've got three national comedians. That's at County Line Orchard. I'll be there. My son Dylan will be there, and hopefully thousands of others, a cast of thousands, as Bozo used to say. And it's all going to help out the canine unit in Hobart. It's a fundraiser. There's baskets and 50-50s and raffles, and there's going to be great food there for purchase and a cash bar. And again, that is at County Line Orchard. It is a fundraiser for the Hobart Police Canine Unit. We'll be there, and we'll be looking for you. Thanks again to Brian and Marty of Switchback. Again, you can keep up with those guys, and they've got so many amazing albums out there, Americana, Celtic, now even delving into the sacred and religious side of the string instrument world. Waygoodmusic.com is where you can find their catalog, their schedule, and all things pertaining to Switchback. And then, as Marty and Brian were saying, they have a new website for some of the sacred stuff at jubilationmusic.net. We'll have them back again. They are one of the best bands I've ever had the privilege of working with, and it's just an amazing experience to have them join us once again as we gear up for St. Pat's, a great traditional Celtic band, Switchback. Without any further ado, I think maybe we'll close out with another traditional Chicago Irish song. This is one that may raise a few hairs on the back of those Cubby fans, because it is about the South Side Irish, and of course that means the White Sox. But we're not picking sides. No, we're not. It's just a song, and just keep telling yourself that. This is the story of the South Side Irish, Aaron Moore. And again, happy St. Pat's Day.
We Windy City Irish, where the good times are the best, where every day is Paddy's Day and everyone's a guest. So if you're Irish on the north side or Irish on the west, welcome to the south side. Come join our Irish fest.
We're the South Side Irish, as our fathers were before, and we come from the Windy City, and we're Irish to the core. From Bridgeport to Beverly, from Midway to South Shore, we're the South Side Irish, let's sing it out once more.
Our parents came from Mayo, from Cork and Donegal. We come from Sabina, St. Killian's and St. Gall, St. Leo, Visitation, Little Flower and the rest. The South Side parishes are mighty, they're the best.
We're the South Side Irish, as our fathers were before, and we come from the Windy City, and we're Irish to the core. From Bridgeport to Beverly, from Midway to South Shore, we're the South Side Irish, let's sing it out once more.